Hi, hello. My name is Devraj, and welcome to this more gentle belly breathing workout. I've created this workout specifically for people seeking to work on the leaving pattern, tendency to dissociate from the sense of a body, or people working with anxiety. For those types of conditions, something too evocative is not really useful because it tends to either increase anxiety or, if they are from the leaving pattern, tends to cause them to just leave the body. And this obviously isn't helpful. So the idea with this workout is that it is less evocative. I'm a little hesitant to say this actually for a couple of reasons, because first, my work is definitely on the more evocative side of the scale, so to speak, and secondarily, because even very gentle exercises actually can be really evocative. Gentleness can be a whole new dimension. There's one medical point that I need to mention before we begin, and that is that you remember if you have any kind of abdominal or intestinal conditions in the past, hernias, other bursts, diverticuli, this kind of thing. If you have a tendency towards this or other abdominal intestinal conditions, then you do need to check in with a medical doctor before trying this workout. That's because in a couple of phases, we really will be stretching the abdominal muscles in and out. Assuming that you are medically okay to continue, I will now describe the different stages of the workout. You do this workout lying down on a firm but comfortable surface, such as carpet or yoga mat. You lie on your back with your head unsupported, your knees up vertically, with the soles of your feet firmly planted on the floor. Your heels should be a comfy distance from your ass, and your heels should also be about hip width apart. Your arms are relaxed by your sides, with your palms facing towards the trunk of your body. Your eyes should be closed. I recommend that you get down on the floor now, and I will go through the six stages of this workout one by one before we begin. The first stage is done along to two drum beats, which happen 5 second intervals. The first is a bass beat, and then the second is a snare beat, 5 seconds apart. It's 5 minutes long, like all the stages. And what you do is on the bass beat, you take a large inhale using your mouth, and at the same time, you balloon your belly out as far as it will go. When you hear the snare beat, 5 seconds later, you contract your belly right back into your body whilst exhaling deeply through the mouth. And then you simply continue like this. On the bass beat, inhaling, ballooning your belly out as far as it will go. On the snare beat, contracting your belly right back into your body cavity whilst exhaling. After 5 minutes, there will be a ding. The beats will continue, and you continue doing the breath and belly movement technique. We're now going to add in gentle pelvic tilting. This means that as you inhale and balloon your belly out, you also tilt your belly such that your lower back comes off the mat and your anus comes towards the mat whilst keeping your tailbone on the mat. So it's just a tilt. You're not actually lifting your pelvis off the mat. When you hear the snare beat, you reverse that, exhaling deeply through the mouth, contracting your belly back in. You tilt your pelvis back to where you began so that your lower back comes back down onto the mat. You continue like this for 5 minutes. It's important to remember that you are not lifting your pelvis off the mat at any time. Your tailbone always stays down. You simply tilt it back and forth. After 5 minutes of this stage, keeping your knees up and your body in the position, you stop the deep breathing, you stop the pelvic movements. And you simply lie there and feel your body for 5 minutes, paying no attention to your breath, allowing it to be however it is. When these 5 minutes are complete, the next two stages are the same as the first two stages, doing the big inhales with belly movements, then doing the same with the pelvic movements as well. And then after those two stages, we come to the final stage. You will hear some gentle music come on. You relax your whole body, stretch your legs right out, stretch your arms out, keeping your eyes closed, paying no more attention to your breath, but allowing it to be how it is. You simply spend the last 5 minutes purely tuning into the sense of the body, trying to just feel your body. And that's all there is to it. And those are the six stages of this workout. During the workout, you may notice certain energetic effects happening. These might be contractions, coughing, burping, emotions being stirred up, other energetic sensations. All of this stuff is healthy and it's important to allow it if it's spontaneous, but don't allow your mind to get on it and try to do anything with it or work with it in a specific way. If a contraction or spasm is taking you over, allow it to happen without trying to control it in any way, and then when it's over, go back to the technique. Feel free to have a practice of these different techniques before we begin. You can switch the track off if necessary. We recommend especially that you check that you can do the pelvic tilting correctly. If you're concerned that you might lose track of which stage you're on, don't worry, I will be giving gentle guidance in the background as we go along. So get ready, get focused, resolve to stay present with the sensation of your body and to keep going throughout, and we're about to begin. On the bass beat, taking a big inhale through your mouth, ballooning your belly right out, holding it there, and on the snare beat, contracting it right back in as you exhale through the mouth. Stay with it. Keep the deep breathing and belly movements going. You can do it. Keep going, you're doing amazing. Now with the ding, you're going to continue as before, but you're going to add in the pelvic movements as well. On the big inhale, as you balloon your belly out, tilt your pelvis down towards the mat so your lower back comes off the mat, keeping your tailbone on the mat. On the snare beat, as you contract your belly back in and exhale, bring your pelvis back so your lower back comes back down on the mat. And simply continue like that. Stay with it. Stay present. Keep these movements going. You can do it. Keep going. You're doing amazing. Keep feeling your body. Stay with the sensation of your body. Now with the ding, keeping your knees up, let go of the breathing technique, let go of the pelvic movements, allow your belly to relax, and simply lie for 5 minutes, feeling your body, keeping your eyes closed as before. Stay present with the sensation of your body. Remain tuned in to the sense of your body. You can do this, feeling your body. Now we begin with the first breathing technique, ballooning the belly up on the inhale, contracting it back down on the exhale. Stay with it. Stay with the technique. You can do this. Keep going. You're doing amazing. Now with the ding, you're going to continue with the breathing and belly movements, and you're going to add in the pelvic tilting, just like before. Stay with it, you're doing incredible. Stay present in your body. Keep the movements going. You're doing amazing. Keep going, we're coming near the end now, you're doing incredible. Now, as the music begins, stretch your body right out. Stretch your legs out, stretch your arms out, keep your eyes closed. Allow your breathing to now be however it is in the moment. Just remain tuned in to the sense of the body, feeling your body. Present with the sensation of your body, you're doing amazing. As this session draws to a close, just give yourself some appreciation for going for it. You're an amazing and beautiful human being. Well done for completing this workout.